Hamas conflict. That's according to a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll taken over 5 days earlier this month. This is SRN News.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you tuned in with us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about the truth shall prevail. Truth shall prevail. We're talking about what has taken place in the past 3+ years with the COVID lies, the COVID mask mandate, the COVID social distancing, the COVID lockdown, shutdown of the churches, the COVID vaccination, as it is called. But I believe it's a death jab. I believe that the whole design purpose of the COVID jabs was simply for mass genocide. In fact, I find it fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill Gates in 2015 made a statement, if we could develop enough good vaccines, his words, I believe we could reduce the global population. What did he mean? Mass genocide. So we're delighted that you've joined in today. We've got Brian Kennedy from the Florida Freedom Keepers that's with us today. We're talking about what has taken place yesterday and the past 3 years, and what we see today with the truth coming to light. We're discovering that all that we've been told were lies, lies about the origin of COVID, lies about the mask mandate, lies about the fact that they claimed that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin were absolutely ineffective. And we're finding today those two things are highly effective. In fact, they're even saying now with ivermectin that it can cure cancer. We are concerned, ladies and gentlemen, with what you hear, what you understand. I believe we have Daniel on the line. Daniel, go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. You know, as always, thank you for what you do, and you know, thank you, Brian, for being on as well. You know, we appreciate you and all the information and everything you guys are providing. One, you know, aspect of this is, you know, I'm one of the ones that received the death jab, and you know, during the course of that, you know, my mentor in life and some faith and et cetera was one of the ones that lined up for it. And, you know, another personal friend of mine was a physician who also at the time said, look, Daniel, you know, this is a difficult thing to say. We're all trying to learn about it. Again, it was relatively early on. And at that point, the best advice was to, you know, go ahead and get the jab. So I only say that because the one thing that I always hear is, you know, how the negative side of things. And of course, it is, because we're learning about it. But, you know, I know I'm here by the faith of God, you know, by his grace. Amen. But what do you say to all of the people that have received it, Dr. Youngblood? You know, because it's somewhat, you know, I hate to use the word scary because I'm not really scared of things, but, you know, for other viewers that, you know, actually did get that shot, you know, like myself, and you know, I've been in academia for a while, and I experienced everything from brain fog to myocarditis. But, again, you know, by the grace of God, I'm going down the road as we're talking. But, you know, to kind of put the perspective of, hey, look, you know, for all of those who have, you know, had this jab, you know, don't be scared of what's to come in the years with your health and all these other things, you know, because I just always hear the perspective of fear of, you know, the people that died and, you know, everyone that, you know, is scared for, you know, their own welfare going forward. You know,
yes, Daniel, I hear what you're saying, and I am absolutely 100% agreement with you. We don't live in fear. We need to live in faith, trusting God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Scripture says God has not given us a spirit of fear. In fact, Dr. Peter McCullough, I don't know if you know that name or not, Dr. Peter McCullough, if you can do a DuckDuckGo, not Google, but DuckDuckGo, yeah, on Dr. Peter McCullough, he has a tremendous amount of teaching material, videos. He is working on something that's called detoxification, that a person that has had the vaccine will be able to detoxify as much as possible. And here's another good point also. This is the sad but yet truth, and yet it has a glimmer of light in it. With the vaccination, with the COVID serum that they used, there was almost no controls on the quality of the material that went into the vials. It was made in several different nations, India, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and there was no control over it. So let's just picture that you are lined up, three others are lined up, four is taking the jab, one out of four will have a deadly jab, and the other three may just have a few side effects. That is the thing that most have not been able to grapple with and understand. So you could be one of the few.
That's the same thing that I had heard, and when I spoke back to that physician, you know, post all this new information, same thing he said. Daniel, yes. Look, you know, you may be one of the quote-unquote lucky ones, which, again, I don't believe in that either. But I didn't know about the detoxification, so I'll spend some time looking at that. And I'm sure any other listener who has went through this will appreciate, you know, that amount of information as well. So I do thank you.
Daniel, yes. Before you go, the name of the company is The Wellness Company, and it's, you could go to TWC.com, I believe, is the website. It'll take you right to Dr. Peter McCullough's detox protocols. He's done phenomenal work from the very beginning, and we're so blessed that Dr. Peter McCullough was the doctor to fall on the sword for all of us here in the medical freedom community, because he is one of the most published, most established cardiologists on the planet, with more peer-reviewed papers than anyone else on the planet. So for him to step up and say all of this is wrong, and also to offer solution to those who were coerced, who were forced into choosing the jab.
And lied to.
Lied to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coercion is not compliance.
Right.
And so I also would like to say that our communities, the medical freedom community, is open to people who've been affected. That's actually the basis of our community, is those who were influenced and tricked and coerced into medical malpractice. You found your tribe now, Daniel, and that's in the medical freedom community. It's not just people who have always made the right decisions, who only eat perfect food. No, sir, and that's myself included. It's a community full of people who have learned and want to pass the word on and raise awareness on why it's important to take control of all medical choices in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, Daniel,
I'm gonna spend more time on your side as well, because I'm also one of those guys who, I don't really eat at McDonald's, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I try to take care of myself.
Amen.
Because that's what I've been commanded to do. And I also want to show others and be a guide and, you know, and a light to others. So, but I really, really do appreciate your work, and, you know, I'll dig deeper into it, and whatever resources I have available, both for you gentlemen, I will do my best with. So I wish you both God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Daniel, for your call. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me touch on this now that I believe would be efficacious for each of our listeners. Brian, tell us about what's happening here on the campus of First Conservative Baptist Church on November the 14th. That's next Tuesday. What is the big day? What's taking place?
The big day next Tuesday is Children's Health Defense is doing a nationwide bus tour. And what that is they're coming to cities across the nation, and next Tuesday they'll be parking right here at Dr. Youngblood's campus, who's been gracious enough to host the Children's Health Defense. And what they're going to do is it's going to be a community of people who have been forced into medical malpractice. They've been vaccine injured, and they're going to share their story. They're going to be interviewed by a young lady named Polly Tommy, who was the star of the movie Vaxxed. Polly Tommy's story started by her child being vaccine injured and being shunned and told that everything that she thinks is going on with her son is just natural, it's genetic. Well, we know since then that there is a very close correlation between childhood vaccines and autism and different chronic illnesses. So people who know this now are raising awareness by visiting the bus, giving their interview, spreading awareness, and next Tuesday is going to be that day at I want to call him Mr. No disrespect. Dr. Pastor Youngblood's campus, First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And Brian, during the entire day, 9 to 5, on Tuesday the 14th of November, that's next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, the church doors will be open. We'll have on the big screen the video that I believe everybody needs to see. What's the title of that video, Brian?
The title of the video is Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D.
Vaxxed. And it gives the history and the background of the lies, the deceit, the malinformation, if you want to call it that, from the CDC and the FDA, primarily focused on childhood disabilities because of the vaccines they're given as a child, primarily bringing about major disabilities. But it sets the stage for what has been taking place with COVID and the lies and the deceit and the alteration of the material and the information. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Brian, I can think about our son. We have four sons. The oldest son was tortured to death in a VA hospital under the guise and the pretense that he had COVID. They put a ventilator in him the third day he was in the hospital. And what many people do not realize is with a ventilator, anything more than 14 days, the chances of death is 86.5%. They kept the ventilator in him for about 61 days. He did not want it. He, in fact, before he had the ventilator, while he was still conscious, he even by telephone told LaBeth, his wife, said, "There's something wrong. Something is not right. I don't need to be here. I need to go home." But, ladies and gentlemen, the problem there was, as Jeff Childers, an attorney out of Gainesville, Florida, Jeff has said, it is called hospital kidnapping. Hospital kidnapping has just come on the scenes in the past 3 years, where if you're checked into the hospital as a patient and it's called COVID, they will not let you have the authority over your own body to say, "I'm leaving, I'm getting out." But the whole thing, Brian, we discovered in all of my research down through the past 3 years, now in particular on this subject, the whole problem is based on MONEY. The average COVID patient in any hospital in America will bring that hospital between $1 and $5 million. Between $1 and $5 million. Just to insert a ventilator, the body has to be put into an induced medical coma in order to put the ventilator in. That ventilator, once inserted, the hospital gets $300,000+. If they put on the PPE for COVID preparation, another $48,000 to $77,000. If they give them the Remdesivir is a deadly, let me repeat, deadly drug. It's given intravenously. They require 4 infusions, and each infusion is between $45,000 and $60,000. It goes to the hospitals and the medical administrations. If a today, this moment, Brian, some may not be aware of it. If you go to your physician, he will ask, have you had the vaccination? If you say no, he said, can I suggest that? He gets $50 COVID funds for asking you the question. If you agree to take the vaccination, he gets an extra $50 bonus for giving you the vaccination over and above his normal charges. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is based on M-O-N-E-Y. It is the love of money. The scripture says it's the root of all evil. And we see that perhaps more in this realm than in any other area. Brian, let's go back to the fact of the bus that will be here on the campus. Tell our listeners how they can be registered to get on the bus. The bus will be here on the campus, right at the very front on the parking lot, 12021 Old San Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295, First Conservative Baptist Church. But once a person arrives on campus, give the setting of what they'll see, what they'll find, what other venues will be taking place, whatever things happening on the campus, how they can get on the bus and give testimony, and what kind of testimony are they looking for?
Well, what we're asking people to do is visit childrenshealthdefense.org and sign up to give your testimony on what is your story. Have you been vaccine injured? Were you affected specifically during COVID-19? Give us your story so we can open up the eyes of the world that doesn't realize that medical malpractice is one of the top 3 deaths on this planet. And it was kicked into high gear specifically during COVID-19. Whether you're a parent that has a child that's been vaccine injured, whose doctors to this day still won't recognize that they've been vaccine injured, was your business shut down during COVID, share your testimony. Because that testimony is going to help somebody who never realized that this situation was going on. When you get here, we'll give you you'll get a time slot, and you'll be interviewed by Polly Tommy, the star of the Vax movie that we spoke about earlier, who blew the lid off the CDC, proving that they have known about statistics and data that have been harming children and adults for a long time, and they've been hiding it. So she'll be here giving the interview. We'll have vendors here. And for the most, what's most important is that there'll be a community here of people who are together for one purpose, and that purpose is standing up for medical freedom.
You touched on something then, Brian. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you've got a question in relationship to the COVID vaccination, you may agree, you may disagree. That's wonderful. We're not going to be disagreeable because you may disagree. That's all right. We'd love to hear from you. And we're trying to give you an avenue, an area that you can, if you please, politely, but vent with what has taken place. Brian, I believe it'd be wise for our listeners to understand, with the information they give and what we call giving testimony about, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to use that term, telling your story. What happened? You were in the hospital. They gave you medications that's now harmed you. Did they give you informed consent? Did you sign a document that waived your rights for that informed consent? Did they put you on a ventilator? Was somebody in your family hurt, harmed, or his or her life taken as a result of the protocol in the hospital? That's what you will be giving testimony of. But Brian, the question that I believe people would like to have answered, what will that data, that information, where will it go? How will it be used?
So the information that you'll sign up on Children's Health Defenses is simply for vetting purposes. Once you submit your information, which will just be some personal information, your name and the city that you're from, you'll get a phone call. So we could vet who is going to be calling in. Unfortunately, when we're doing this revolutionary act of going against the the largest industry on the planet, the pharmaceutical industry, there is a possibility that somebody would want to sabotage this type of event. So to cover all those bases, there will be a short vetting purpose. Dr. Youngblood will have armed security. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I believe in God and Glock.
He probably will. But, yeah. So that's what that information is for. It's not to sell your information. It's specifically for a small vetting process.
Brian, a question that I believe needs to be talked about. For vaccination to be required, you've got to have the vaccination or you can't work. Got to have the vaccination or you can't be in military. Got to have the vaccination or you can't be a doctor or nurse in a hospital. Many of the hospitals did that 3 years ago, and they're suffering now for personnel shortages that you just would not believe. How does that stand constitutionally? Is that a constitutional thing? Does it fit into the realm of, does the government have the authority to do that? Does an employer have the authority to do that? How should we then respond?
The first thing that I think of is the catchphrase that we heard for the longest time from the abortion conversation. And what was their motto? My body, my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it wasn't their body that's being murdered, my body, my choice truly aligns with medical freedom. So you, as a God-given sovereign individual whose rights have been codified and enumerated in the Constitution, have the right to decide on what goes into your body. Doesn't matter if you're a teacher or a police officer or in the military, you have a God-given right which is codified in the Constitution. It is supported in the Constitution. And we've moved so far away from our constitutional foundation understanding that people still to this day don't realize what they have to do. Your children do not have to be vaccinated to get in school. I hear that many times a week. They're like, well, I have to get my son or daughter vaccinated to get in school. If that's your choice, then you do that. But you do not have to. And I'm an example of that. I'm a father who is my son's entire educational career has had an exemption from being vaccinated and to go to school. So there is a process we've been lied to for a long time, and that's to only support the pharmaceutical industry to do things that otherwise you wouldn't be doing if you had all the information available.
Absolutely. It's called informed consent. Brian, I am always reminded in my mind of what happened with our son, Gene Jr., when they talked about giving him remdesivir. He asked the question, because remdesivir and Regeneron is what President Trump took. And so Gene Jr. asked the nurse, well, isn't that the same thing that was given to President Trump? Now, I don't know what the nurse's answer was, but evidently Gene was satisfied that that was going to be okay. And they gave him the remdesivir. And ladies and gentlemen, remdesivir hadn't got but 1,297 side effects, with the major side effects being it destroys the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, and the heart. In other words, remdesivir, which is the top priority on the CDC protocol for treating COVID-19, and the doctors are required to go by the CDC protocol if they're going to get the reimbursement from the CDC COVID federal funds, which is what they all thrived off of for 3 years and still to some degree are doing. But it was without consent, without informed consent. Brian, talk about informed consent, what that connotes, what it means, and what the patient has the right to ask before taking anything, either orally or an injection, the right of informed consent. What does that connote?
Informed consent is a concept that has been discussed since the infancy of this nation. And informed consent is knowing all the benefits and all the downfalls of anything that is going to be introduced to a patient. So as a patient, I go into the hospital and the doctor says, I've got what you need. It's going to be an mRNA gene therapy shot. And I ask that doctor, what are the benefits? What are the downfalls? And more so, what are the ingredients? If I'm not being offered that information and I'm being told that I have to take it, I was never given informed consent. If and specifically to the during the pandemic, using the EUA, emergency use authorization, the CDC, the FDA, they usurped that process.
Circumvented the whole process.
They sure did. Absolutely. They sure did. And everybody was told through talking heads on the media that this was safe and effective. Well, I assure you it never was, because there are all of the clinical studies have been released by court order because the FDA, Pfizer, Moderna wanted to hide their clinical data for 75 years. A federal judge had to tell them outright, you're going to release all the data by the end of this year. It's all been released. Mm-hmm. And they knew from the very beginning that there was a swath of our world population that was going to be affected by this in different ways. Thousands and thousands and thousands of adverse effects. They're going to be affected by it. But they rolled it out anyway under emergency use authorization. No one was given informed consent. That took the gentleman we spoke to earlier, James, he was never given informed consent. He was just simply told, this is what you need to do. And like a majority of people, we didn't know if that was a good thing or not, because we weren't given informed consent.
Absolutely. And Brian, due to this, our time's about dissipated. We need about 2 hours to talk about this issue, but take a moment. Tell our listeners how they can reach your organization, how they can reach you, how they can become informed from the material for Florida Freedom Keepers. And mixed in with that, how did you get involved? What is your part? Why are you involved? And how can they reach you? How can they reach the organization?
Absolutely. You can visit the Florida Freedom Keepers at flfreedomkeepers.org. That website will give you an option to get connected. And what that is that's where our community is built. You get involved in our Facebook chats, in our Telegram chats, and to our email list. And that's how we stay connected. Also, I would suggest going to childrenshealthdefense.org, which is another affiliate of ours that we work with continuously, specifically in the state of Florida, that just does monumental work in regard to medical freedom. And my story of getting involved started long before COVID, but when COVID came along, I realized that we're truly at a pivotal point. Mm-hmm. Medical freedom prior to COVID was something that was maybe 50-50. It's like, no big deal. I'll do what the doctor's saying. But when COVID came along, it turned up to 11, and people truly saw how important it was for everyone to have control of their own medical decisions, and I really got deep into the fight.
Amen. Give that website one more time for the Florida Freedom Keepers, and then a brief blurb about the bus being here next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. flfreedomkeepers.org. Also, you can visit childrenshealthdefense.org, and we'll see you next Tuesday, November 14th, from 9 to 5 here at the campus of First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Brian, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road.